Introduction. IPB is a collaborative staff effort led by the J2/G2/S2 and the intelligence staff. IPB products developed and continuously updated facilitate situational understanding and assist commanders and staffs in identifying relevant aspects within the area of operations and area of interest that can affect mission accomplishment. The IPB process is unique. It impacts the range of military operations, is relevant across all echelons, and is the fundamental element used in all planning and decision-making. IPB serves as the initial framework for analysis of the battlefield and all operations. The revision of this publication addresses the complex OE in which U.S. forces will operate across all domains, air, land, space, maritime, and cyberspace, and the information environment and worldwide. The goal of this revision is to highlight staff processes and products to assist commanders and staffs in identifying when and where to leverage friendly capabilities in the scope of an operation. Add some unique considerations for IPB, supporting certain missions not addressed in the 2014 version of this publication. ATP 2-01.3 updates and describes the fundamentals of IPB. It contains 8 chapters and 4 appendixes. Chapter 1 provides the fundamentals of IPB and introduces topics such as the operational framework, peer threats, multi-domain operations, and identifying windows of opportunity. Chapter 2 discusses IPB support to decision-making and the relationship between IPB and the military decision-making process. Chapter 3, Step 1 of the IPB process, discusses the analysis of the significant characteristics of or activities within the OE that may influence friendly and threat courses of action and command decisions, as well as the physical space the mission will occupy. Chapter 4, Step 2 of the IPB process, discusses how the significant characteristics of the OE can affect friendly and threat operations. Chapter 5, Step 3 of the IPB process, discusses threat force capabilities and the doctrinal principles and tactics, techniques, and procedures threat forces prefer to employ. Chapter 6, Step 4 of the IPB process, identifies and describes how threat courses of action can influence friendly operations. Chapter 7 discusses IPB support to offense, defense, and stability operations, and the unique characteristics of littoral, urban, and subterranean environments. Chapter 8 discusses unique aspects of each domain, the information environment, and the electromagnetic spectrum. Appendix A provides a checklist to the S2 on the how-to of IPB. Appendix B provides analysts with tools to use when performing IPB. Appendix C describes the threat characteristics for regular, irregular, and hybrid threats. Appendix D discusses the cyberspace domain and how to integrate cyberspace considerations into the IPB process. This publication uses the term threat, which includes all enemies and adversaries that are part of the OE, refers to staffs as the operations, intelligence, and other coordinating and special staff sections unless indicated otherwise, uses holdings to annotate many different feeds, for example, biometrics. Holdings refer to information or data, such as data files and or databases that the command or its higher headquarters has or information that the command can access. Avoids discussing specific disciplines and complementary intelligence capabilities.